Hi there, it's read-along story time with
Toya
and Mommy.
And Mommy.
And today we're reading Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. Daniel goes to the dentist. And when it's time to turn the page, this is the sound that you'll hear.
No, baby, don't.
All right, so let's get started. Daniel goes to the dentist. It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Daniel was going to visit his new dentist, Dr. Platt. A dentist is a doctor for your teeth, Mom Tiger explained. Today we're going for a checkup so Dr. Platt can make sure your teeth are clean.
No, my deal.
Like this? Asked Daniel. He pretended to brush Tiger's teeth. Just like that, replied Mom Tiger. Now, before we go, let's brush your teeth. Daniel likes brushing his teeth in the morning and at bedtime, too. It makes his teeth feel smooth and clean. Thanks for helping me turn the page. Very good job. Mom Tiger put toothpaste on Daniel's toothbrush. Then she sang, first you brush the top teeth, brush the top and don't stop. Then you brush the bottom teeth, brush the bottom and make sure that you've got them. Brush every morning and night, brush off those germs and make your teeth all right. Now it was time to go to the dentist, but Daniel was feeling one stripe nervous. When we do something new, let's talk about what we'll do. Mom Tiger saying she explained that the dentist, Dr. Platt, would look inside Daniel's mouth to make sure his teeth are healthy. During the checkup, Daniel would need to sit still and open his mouth wide as if he was doing a quiet roar. Roar, Daniel whispered. When Daniel and Mom arrived at the dentist's office, they waited in the waiting room. It had many toys, like Mr. Dino and a pretend dentist kit. Daniel pretended to brush Mr. Dino's teeth. I wonder what it would be like to be a dentist, Daniel said. He imagined that he was a dentist for many different animals. You for turning the page and ringing the bell. Daniel sang, I'm going to brush those teeth until they're clean and bright. Brush, brush, brush until they're shiny and white.
What's
Show
that?
Me your quiet roar and open up
What's
wide.
That?
That's a hippopotamus.
What's that?
Brush up and down
What's
and brush
that?
Side to side. That's a giraffe.
What's that?
That's an alligator. You know that one. And those are monkeys.
Yeah.
Brush morning and night, you know what I mean. Brushing helps keep our teeth healthy and clean.
No baby read it.
Imagining. We're in the middle of a book. Can we finish it? Okay. Imagining made the wait go by quickly. Soon, Dr. Platt led Daniel and Mom into her office. It had a big lamp and a comfy chair that leaned back. Dr. Platt clipped on a bib over Daniel's sweater. A bib? Daniel said, confused. My baby sister Margaret wears a bib. Dr. Platt explained that everyone wears a bib at the dentist, even grown-ups. The bib would help keep Daniel's sweater clean and dry during his checkup. Then Dr. Platt put gloves on her hands and a mask on her face. Dr. Platt looked a little different, but it was still her. Now it was time for Dr. Platt to look at Daniel's teeth. But when Daniel saw all the dentist tools, he felt a little nervous again. When we do something new, let's talk about what we'll do, Dr. Platt sang. She showed Daniel the little mirror she uses to see inside his mouth. She also had a special tooth polisher that takes off all the bad germs, even the ones that are really hard to reach. Can you turn the page? There you go. Good. Bzzz, the tooth polisher made a loud noise. Will it hurt? Daniel asked. Worried, Dr. Platt let him feel the polisher on his paw. Bzzz, it doesn't hurt. It tickles, Daniel giggled. Then Dr. Platt asked Daniel which toothpaste flavor he wanted, vanilla or berry-striped mint. Terrific, Daniel said. I choose berry-striped mint. Thank you for helping me turn. Daniel opened his mouth and did a quiet roar. Bzzz. The polisher swirled around Daniel's mouth. He tried to talk, but he couldn't get his words out. What did you say? Dr. Platt asked. I know it's hard to talk while I'm brushing. I said, it feels different, Daniel said. After she finished cleaning, Dr. Platt sprayed some cool water into Daniel's mouth. Then she slurped all the water away. There's the slurper right there, slurping all the water away. At the end of his checkup, Daniel felt his teeth with his tongue. Wow, they feel so nice and smooth, he said. Great job today, Daniel, Dr. Platt said. You stayed still and you kept your mouth open wide for me. Make sure to keep brushing. Dr. Platt gave Daniel a special dentist sticker and a new toothbrush too. Thank you, said Daniel. I liked going to the dentist today, said Daniel. When you do something new, it can help to talk about what you'll do. Ugga mugga.
Do that one.
The end. Thanks for listening.
No.